Dead Set Legends with Joey J and Emma for your Saturday morning. Let's get into a bit of cricket because Peter Siddle has been a very busy man this year, playing in England in the Ashes and now taking wickets for Victoria in the Sheffield Shield and quite a bit in between as well. He knows the summer of cricket better than anyone and joins us to talk about it right here on Dead Set Legends. Morning, Sids. You've had a lot on this year. What's been the highlight so far?
Yeah, good morning, guys. I think just being able to stay on the park and play, I think that's exciting. But obviously the Ashes coming home, and I think when you're there and you're right amongst it and playing in the series, you probably don't appreciate how big a deal it is until you sort of get home and reflect back on it. But yeah, to be able to retain the Ashes after, you know, taking us 18 years to be able to do that, I think, yeah, massive achievement.
Sidsy, I'll tell you why you deserve free beers for life in any Australian pub, mate. Let's go back to that first test. We were in licorice all sorts very early in that first knock. You stride to the crease very confidently, mate. There with the super captain, Steve Smith. From 8 for 112, you make the best 44-run knock of your life to get us to a respectable 250-odd, of course. You then come out and bowl and take one of the great reflex catches to dismiss Joe Root. And then in the second innings, you bowled the best none-for spell, according to coach Justin Langer, he's ever seen in world cricket, mate, to get that first test victory, get us off to a great start. But that knock with the bat, 44, we were in so much trouble. How were you feeling at that moment, and did you think you had that in you?
Well, I knew I had it in me. I've been able to do it before and have it put in some good knocks, but I think the weird thing is, in those situations, because you are in such a tough place, actually going out the bat is quite easy because you're like, well, we're not going that well anyway, so it doesn't really matter what happens here. If I make it duck, it's not going to look that bad anyway. I just think it's been a tough day out in the middle. So I think from that sort of mindset, it was just pretty easy. And when you're batting with the best player in the world and probably the best player I've ever played with, it makes it a hell of a lot easier. And I think the most disappointing thing for me when I got out was not that I was close to getting a 50, was just the fact that I'd got Smitty so close to his 100, and then wasn't able to quite get in those extra couple of runs to be out there when he did get that 100 in his first test back. But thankfully Nate did the same thing, hung around and put on a few more runs, and Smitty was able to get that 100, and yeah, in the end put us in a really good position.
Speaking of Steve Smith, I just want to get your take on how you see him up close. How good is he? What is it that makes him so special? And do you think he could almost be our second greatest ever batsman behind the great Donald Bradman?
Definitely. I think I've spoken a lot about it over the past, especially the month since coming back, and he's definitely the best player I've ever played with. I've played with some great players, but you know, the things he does, not just how he looks, he makes it look funny and does little funny things out there. I think just to be able to be out of the game for that long, when he left he was the best batsman, and then to come back and, you know, straight back to that mantle of being the best batsman in the world, I think it shows his class, shows how good he is. And yeah, it's just exciting to play alongside him. He is a weird unit around the change room and when he's batting, but I think, you know, you always hear the stories of, you know, those great players going into a different zone, and there's not many that actually do, and he is one that is in a totally different zone when he is out there with bat in hand.
We're chatting to Peter Siddle at the moment on Dead Set Legends. Some sad news this week, Sids, that I think took us by surprise. Will Pukowski withdrawing himself from the summer of cricket, and over the last couple of weeks we've seen the same happen with Nick Maddison and Glenn Maxwell for mental health issues. What's your take on this at the moment? It's awful for us as fans to see that some of these guys are doing it really tough at the moment.
Yeah, they are, and I think the thing with it is I've never had to deal with it, but being mates with all three of them, and even Moses Henriques, who spoke about it a lot, especially a year ago, it's just, you know, the toll of the game. It is, you know, there's a lot of workload. There is a lot of games that we have to play, and I think, you know, the social media sort of side of things, and you know, the keyboard warriors and all that type of thing. As much as you don't want to read it and hear it, I think those pressures from the outside public, you know, around performance, around, you know, blokes around selection, all those type of things, I think it just takes its toll. And I think you know, the boys, some of the boys are tired, and sometimes it's ongoing. And I think, you know, especially with Nick and Will, we know they've had their troubles over the past couple of years, and And I think that's the thing. It's just, you know, that's something that they're probably going to have to just, you know, stay on top of and work on over the in the future. And, yeah, like, all the best to them, because you don't want them hiding and, you know, trying to get through just for the sake of playing the game for the team, and hiding away from their own personal battles and their own personal health. So to be able to do what they do is probably tougher than going out in the middle and facing any bowler they're going to face. So I think, yeah, credit to them to standing up and, you know, taking that pressure off themselves, because that's who they should be worrying about themselves firstly before worrying about the team and the game, is their health. And I think that's the first move and the first step, and they're in a good place.
Well said. Sidzi, before we let you go, mate, we know this is difficult. We just want you to put your national selectors cap on for a second, if you can. And just predict, if you can, the top sort of four or five. How's the batting order going to shape up for that first test against Pakistan, if you were calling it?
I think the batting order will be Warner and Burns will open with Marnus at three. And then, obviously, the great Steve Smith will take up four. Mm-hmm. Wade and Head will be the 5 and 6, either or. It doesn't really matter which way they go.
Yep.
So that obviously leaves Bancroft as the spare batter, which is obviously the new concussion rule. With replacements and stuff, there's probably going to have to be a few more players around the test setup on call, ready to go at any stage. So whereas in the past we've probably flown out and been able to play state cricket and not had to worry about the test anymore, you'll probably have to keep a fast bowler and a batsman on standby. So, yeah, I think that's how it'll shape up. The quicks could go anyway, really. Obviously, Paddo's is in fine form, and obviously that's around the squad. But there's actually that New South Wales attack have been in fine form, so you'd probably expect those three fasties to get the first crack.
Well, we wish you the best of luck for the summer of cricket playing for Victoria. And Sids, it sounds like you never know. You never know in a month or so time if you could get a call up back to the test squad as well. Thanks for joining us on Dead Set Legends.
No worries.